Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the broadcast today. Well, by way of quick review, we've been ministering on a message, The New Priesthood. And in case some of you may not have caught the broadcast prior in this week, we began by looking at the words of Jesus found in Matthew, the 10th chapter, verse 6, where, I'm paraphrasing, Jesus basically said, if you love Father, mother, more, or children more than me, you are not worthy of me, which is a very strong statement. And we know that Jesus, it's critical as believers that we put no other gods before Him, including the idol of self, that we must be surrendered to Him and love Him with a pure heart. God is after relationship, beloved. He's always been after that. And we looked at the book of 1 Samuel as we were looking at a priesthood which was basically terminated at that point in time because there was wickedness going on. Now, Eli was the high priest. He had responsibilities. He had two sons by the name of Hophni and Phinehas, and they basically were wicked men, sons of Belial, the scriptures clearly say. And an unnamed prophet comes to him and declares, this is the part that is significant for us and underlines the Old Testament equivalent of what Jesus was saying in Matthew, the 10th chapter. And this prophet comes to him and said, did I not appear unto the house of your father? I chose him out of all the tribes of Israel to be my priest. Verse 29, speaking to Eli now directly, wherefore kick ye at my sacrifice and at mine offering, which I've commanded in my habitation, and honorest thy sons above me, to make yourself fat with the chiefest of all the offerings of Israel, my people. Basically, he said, I am going to remove you. The days are coming. I'll cut off your arm, the arm of your father's house. There's not going to be an old man in your house. And your two sons will die in one day. And that happened at the Battle of Gilboa when the ark was taken. And he died as a result. When he heard the ark was taken, he fell backward off and broke his neck. And so God does, especially for those in responsibility, as Eli had a responsibility. Now, it said he rebuked them verbally, but he didn't restrain them. He didn't stop them from causing God's people to transgress. And as a result, he suffered the result, the punishment of that. And so today, beloved, God is raising up a new priesthood, not only in terms of ministry, those who have a heart after God's heart for His people, true shepherds, as Jeremiah spoke, who will love and nurture and bind up the wounds of God's people. But also, we know from Revelation, the first chapter, verse 6, that we are all, John says, Jesus has washed us in His own blood and called us to be kings and priests unto our God. And so all of us have a position of authority in the realm of influence that we have in this lifetime, in terms of family, neighbors, friends, work situations. We have an influence in our neighborhood. People notice us. We're different from them if we're living the Christian life, right? And so thank the Lord that we're hearing the voice of the prophet again in this day. God has been restoring it, and the hour is coming in which God will bring forth the word that He has spoken in times past. a word for a chosen generation, a royal priesthood. That is happening now because of the powerful working of the Holy Spirit in our lives. Those who have ears to hear, those who have a heart to understand, those who have a will to be willing to say, Lord, not my will, but thy will be done, to truly acknowledge him as Lord. You know, there's one thing to acknowledge Jesus as Savior. It's an entirely different thing to acknowledge him as Lord. And we see around us the world is crumbling here in our nation. It's terrible. It's pathetic to see the changes that have occurred in many of us, if you're up in years, just your lifetime. There's always been wickedness, always sin and evil, but never to the level that we now see, because all restraints have been released. We don't want prayer in school. You know, God's dead, and we're reaping the whirlwind, beloved. So God is beginning to overthrow kingdoms, dominions, the powers of this world, and we've only begun to see the devastation that this world is going to experience according to the book of Revelation. But we have a sure word of prophecy, beloved. It's the Bible. We have a word given to us, and the King of all kings and the Lord of all lords is coming. Praise God. And so, beloved, if we are kings and priests unto our God, which we are, he's doing a work in our lives. And again, I would delight to share with you an Old Testament example of that found in the book of the prophet Zechariah. But before we go there, let me read a verse from Zechariah, the second chapter, verse 13. That passage declares, "Be silent, all flesh, before the Lord, for he is aroused from his holy habitation." Just like God walked down to see the wickedness of Sodom and Gomorrah, to see if it was really as the report was given him, so God is coming down today. He's being roused out of his holy habitation, and he sees the abortion in this country, around the world, the moral sickness of this nation, the rebellion, the spiritual decay, if you will. And God is raising up, if you will, a generation of a Joshua priesthood. And let me explain that. We have to, in order to understand that, we go to Zechariah, the third chapter, and hear one of the visions Zechariah is receiving. Let me just read it to you, starting at verse 1. "And he shewed me Joshua the high priest, standing before the angel of the Lord, and Satan standing at his right hand to resist him." How many of you feel like now Satan's at your right hand, doing everything he can to resist you from going forward, from to be who God wants you to be, stirring up your flesh, causing all occasions for you to be frustrated and upset, impatient, unwilling to wait on God? And look what happens in verse 2. "The Lord said unto Satan, the Lord rebuke thee, O Satan, even the Lord that hath chosen Jerusalem rebuke thee." He's chosen us, beloved. We're part of the New Jerusalem, right? Is not this a brand plucked out of the fire, referring to Joshua? Now Joshua, remember the scriptures I shared, if those of you have been with me this week, about God as a consuming fire? He's purifying the sons of Levi. How does he do that? Like silver and gold is refined in the fire. "Now Joshua," verse 3, "was clothed with filthy garments and stood before the angel. And he answered and spake unto those that stood before him, saying, take away the filthy garments from him. And unto him he said, behold, I have caused thine iniquity to pass from thee, and I will clothe thee with a change of raiment." And of course, he's done that. He's given us the garment of salvation. He's put upon us the robes of righteousness, the righteousness of Jesus. He's given us garments of praise. And he goes on to say, the Lord says, "Let them set a fair mitre upon his head." Hey, beloved, king, nobody wears crowns except if you're a king. Well, beloved, we're going to cast our crowns before the Lord, praise God, when we see him. So they set a fair mitre upon his head and clothed him with garments, and the angel of the Lord stood by, praise God. And so we see, what has occurred here? God is rebuking the works of darkness. Beloved, I declare to you prophetically that you're going to see prayers answered this year in a way that you have not before. In fact, I just obey the Lord, for the Spirit of the Lord would say, beloved, I know the prayers that have ascended before me. I know those concerns and those needs you have placed upon the altar of your God. And I say, while you have waited, and it seemed the answer was long in forthcoming, behold, even this year shall you see the fulfillment of your heart's desires regarding answered prayer, and you shall rejoice, and you shall know that the Lord's timing indeed was perfect. I do all things well, saith the Lord, and when you pray to me, I receive that prayer, and I begin to act, but there are many things, many situations that must be brought in place in order before you see the fulfillment. So faint not, lose heart. There are some yet to be fulfilled, but trust me and praise me, for the answer, beloved, is on the way. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Oh, I receive that. How about you? You have any prayer requests that have not been fulfilled yet? Amen and amen. Well, I'm going to stop right here, and we will conclude with the Lord's grace and help on tomorrow's broadcast. But as always, I invite you to write and share your prayer needs. As I said, if you feel like you're in the fire, just know you're not alone, but it's nice to have support. You know, at least the three Hebrew children, it wasn't just one of them cast into that terribly fiery furnace heated seven times over by King Nebuchadnezzar. His brethren, the three of them were there, and it said Jesus was there, one like unto the Son of Man was there in the midst, and they weren't hurt. Didn't Jesus say nothing by any means shall hurt you? Well, they weren't hurt by the fire. Amen. They came out without the smell of smoke. So, beloved, if that happened under the Old Covenant or in the Old Testament, it certainly will be our portion as well. I love you. The announcer will share our contact information. I do invite you to write, share those needs. There's a spiritual dynamic and power that is found in the power of agreement. So I love you, and until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.